Now, quotations from candidate Trump. I like China. I understand the Chinese mind. I beat China all the time. Donald Trump does like talking about China. But what are the Chinese saying about him? We sent Seth Doan to find out.
China, taking our jobs, taking our money.
Donald Trump takes aim at China.
China just devalued their currency.
A lot.
China!
Do you know this person?
But nearly 7,000 miles away, we took Trump's picture into the Hutongs.
No.
Don't know him.
Narrow alleyways in the heart of Beijing.
What do you think?
Most here had never heard of him.
Bujidao, she's saying Bujidao, I don't know.
Jeb Bush?
No, this is not Jeb Bush. How about another guess?
Joe Biden.
When we explained some of Trump's criticism to this finance student, Simon Xu, he thought some of it might actually be a backhanded compliment.
Before, we are not that good and people just ignored us. Now we're rising up and I'm kind of proud that people are actually hearing us and see us as competitors.
We tried for an official reaction at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
How does China's government view this?
We understand that in the United States, people enjoy the right to make all kinds of remarks. But what's important to us is the policies adopted by the U.S. government. China's government-backed Global Times wasn't so diplomatic. The Chinese people find it bizarre that serious presidential elections have become a sideshow for candidates of questionable quality.
I don't wear a toupee. It's my hair.
His hair, it's defy gravity.
Stand-up comedian Evan Joe told us he sees plenty of opportunities with Trump, even in a country where comedians don't stray far from government-approved speech.
This is the first time maybe we can keep in line with the government.
Making fun of Donald Trump?
Yeah.
In Chinese, we call it a Trumpo.
Most here simply see it for what it is, a campaign for votes. Seth Doan, CBS News, Beijing.